There you go. That was my historical segment today was pianist Andrew Hill from an earlier album of his from 1963 called Black Fire. A very, as I mentioned at the intro, to my ear at least, an introspective, thoughtful musician who has, not that it doesn't swing or in sort of the post-bop sort of era, but a fascinating and sometimes underrated in that he is, does not have the flamboyant nature of a Thelonious Monk, although there's little hints of Monk in some of his playing to my ear as well. Andrew Hill. That is my historical segment. It's brought us just snuck into the third hour of our program today. It's 12:01, and I'm going to tell you what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. And now you know. And this program is Voyage Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. My name's Keith Black. Well, moving on from Andrew Hill from 1963 to trumpeter Wodada Leo Smith from 2023, a very prolific and wide-ranging musician who has a number of very interesting releases that cover a wide range from chamber jazz to large ensembles, small, you name it. This album is called Fire Illuminations, and it has a fascinating personnel. It has, of course, Wodada Leo Smith on trumpet, Nels Klein, Brandon Ross, and Lamar Smith, all on guitars. And Bill Laswell on electric bass, Melvin Gibbs on electric bass, Mauro Rafosco on percussion, Farin Aklaf on drums, and Hard Edge on electronics. Now, if you listen to that personnel, it's going to tell you that this is not your sort of gentle, soft music here. This is quite hard-edged and very, I've mentioned before, there's shades of electric miles in this to gain to my ear. It's very edgy and fascinating. The album has a number of references to people and events in it. This album is called Nozaki Shang, who was or is a playwright and poet that is being referenced by Wodada Leo Smith here from his album. Goes about a quarter hour, actually. They're long tracks on this album, and it's really cool. I love this album, and it's one of my faves of the year. Here's Wodada Leo Smith from Fire Illuminations with Nozaki Shang. Thank you. trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith and a whole mess of guitars and whatever, playing some pretty funky stuff there. That track was called Nozaki, and it refers to a playwright and poet named Nozaki Shang or Shange. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing these names. Some of them are a little tricky. It is 12:21 Central Time. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here in the studios. Streamed live at CKUW.ca and archived there as well. So you can be listening anywhere you want during the live time, and you can listen whenever you want at the archive time. Yeah, Wadada Leo Smith is really quite an amazing man. He's extremely busy, although he is, I think, 82 now. He's certainly an octogenarian anyhow, but it's not slowing him down, apparently, at all. Someone else who doesn't get slowed down at all is a pianist composer Satoko Fuji. She is extraordinarily busy at virtually every possible way you can put together jazz music, from large ensemble to solo piano, with all sorts of very interesting permutations there. She has a brand new release from the Trio San, as it's called, with what they call a mallet virtuoso, Teiko Sato, and drummer Yuko Oshima. And Trio San is the debut release of this trio, and I'm impressed. I'm always impressed with Satoko Fuji. She has endless creativity, and it shows up in all of her work, blending acoustic and electronic and doing everything you can imagine with the instrumentation that she works with. Going to play two tracks from Trio San. The album is called Hibiki, H-I-B-I-K-I, and Hibiki or Hibiki, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that one either. And first track is called Soba. The second one is called What You See. And together they will run a little over a quarter hour, too, these two tracks. So here's Trio San, a really neat new release by pianist composer Satoko Fuji. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Some beautifully contemplative music there from Trio San. Very modern, very sort of dissonant at times and whatever, but peaceful and very interesting to listen to. The group is Trio San, led by pianist-composer Satoko Fuji. Their brand new album is called Hibiki, H-I-B-I-K-I. And you're going to hear more. That is it's becoming one of my favorite albums of the last few months. I think they do an incredible job of exploring new ways that make them sound quite accessible and very beautiful. Well, time is marching right along here. I'm going to change the mood again with another pianist leader who has a different approach altogether than what you just heard. Australian pianist, composer, arranger, educator Andrea Keller has an album from a few years ago now, actually, but I've just recently come across it. It's called Still Night, Music in Poetry, and she has explained that relatively recently, going back a few years now, she became fascinated by poetry to a level that she had not previously been, and did a lot of exploring of a wide range of poetic voices, and then put them to music, and the lyrics are the poems, and the music is hers. And the poets cover a wide range. I'm going to play two tracks, one from Izumi Shikibu from 976 to 1030, so we're talking over 1,000 years ago, and then Finis by E.E. Cummings, and they're very interesting. The Japanese one is very short. It says, "Listen, listen, longing and loss in the struck bell's recurrent calling, no time in which to forget." Sounds like a precursor to John Donne's Send Not for Whom the Bell Tolls, isn't it? A very interesting little poem there. And E.E. Cummings' Finis, "Over silent waters, day descending, night ascending, floods the gentle glory of the sunset," and so on. Some really interesting stuff. She has Gian Slater and Vince Jones on voice, Julian Wilson on tenor and bass clarinet, Stephen Magnuson on guitar, and of course Andrea Keller on piano. Here are two tracks from Still Night, Poetry in Motion, starting with Listen.
Yeah.
That was Andrea Keller's album, Still Night, Music and Poetry, two two poems there, and a fascinating album that really does take some very different types of poems and makes them jazz tunes. Andrea Keller is a very talented composer and arranger from Australia, and a couple of very nice tracks there, and a very interesting album, actually. And what you're hearing in the background is just a little bit more of Andrew Hill, which was my historical segment today, because it's time for me to say goodbye and get ready to get out of here. It's 12:26, and I will play a few minutes of this before I get to the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening today. My name's Keith Black, and the adventure and romance of live radio sometimes means there's a bump in the road from time to time. And there was a bit of a bump in the road to start the show today, but the music redeemed all that. The music was fine right from the beginning, and I appreciate you listening. I'll be back next week, and hopefully everything will be tickety-boo then, and I'll have 3 more hours of jazz from all over the place. It will be my Christmas show, so all over the place gets a little off-kilter on my Christmas show. There's things that I sometimes play, and at least one tune I always play. Get ready, Colin and others. It will be coming next week, because it will be my show before Christmas. Look after yourselves for the next week or so. Hope to have your ears again back to listen again next week. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Keith Black. So long for now.